From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The small town of Washington, Georgia, is struggling with an overpopulation of southern gray squirrels. The rodents have turned into town-wide pests, causing traffic accidents, chewing through electrical wires, and taking up residence in local attics. So the city is giving frustrated homeowners a chance to fight back. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capelluto reports.
Washington, Georgia, is a historic little town of 5,000 people, about 100 miles east of Atlanta. Its downtown square is lined with antique shops and quaint buildings dating back to the 1800s. Birds chirp and squirrels play beneath its giant oak trees. In fact, squirrels are easy to spot in Washington. For resident Mary Dunford, there are just too many.
They are just a nuisance with dropping things. I mean, there are dozens of them. They drop things on the roof. One of them has eaten into the ceiling in my little cottage, and it's bad.
Complaints like these have been heard loud and clear by the local police, and because trapping all the squirrels would be too costly, Chief Mike Davis decided to let homeowners shoot them, but only on their property and only from 8:15 in the morning until noon.
That takes some of my worries about school children being out. We only do it on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. We actually issue a permit and conduct a safety briefing here.
Hunters are only allowed to use a single-shot shotgun and a size 6 shot. That's almost the smallest size shot available. Davis has issued several permits at a cost of $3 each.
The squirrels are going down.
Scott Lewis gladly paid that money to get rid of a squirrel that tore up his yard.
I got one last Friday, so that thing, that's one of the ones that's been digging in the yard, so I've been successful.
Lewis is an insurance agent. He says squirrels are often the cause of car accidents as people swerve trying to avoid them. He says they cause more harm than the people who hunt them.
I had some concerns at first about when I saw the people discharging firearms in town. Being an insurance agent, are we going to have holes in houses and that kind of thing? But the folks around here are responsible. As long as you're a responsible firearms owner, there's nothing to worry about. I haven't had any calls or complaints, and I don't expect any.
But experts say homeowners in Washington shouldn't become too excited about ridding their yards of squirrels. Gary Barrett is an ecologist with the University of Georgia. He says fighting the southern gray squirrel with shotguns might be a losing battle.
If you have a nice habitat, oaks and hickories and those type of trees, they will be there. And even if you were to remove them, other squirrels will move into that from a source, a large population.
Barrett says a normal squirrel population is 2 pairs per acre, but it will go up if there is an abundant food source. Washington residents like Mary Dunford have seen more acorns than usual on the town's historic oaks, which may be one of the reasons for the overpopulation. She says it's a shame the dead squirrels are no longer part of the food chain.
I wish there was somebody that could use the meat. You know, I hate to just waste the little animals, but they are a nuisance.
Police Chief Mike Davis isn't ready to share recipes for squirrel stew, but he has received calls from other towns around the South wanting to copy the law. Meanwhile, the squirrel shooting will continue through February. That's when squirrel hunting season ends in Georgia. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capelluto.